Happy match day, LFU lads. Pre-match pod is back. The correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or if you're sat at home, we have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes, which is, of course, Leeds United playing Premier League football. And today's game, Sunday, 2 p.m. kickoff. Weather's going to be absolutely awful today. Let's hope it's a better result. It's Villa at home. Can we just go back to the international break? Like, I'd be quite happy just to, you know, let's have another week off. Let's just enjoy ourselves for another week before we just go back to this dreadful, dreadful run of games that are coming upon us here. So, of course, last week was international break, so there's nothing to talk about game-wise. So, no game review, no Merv Awards whatsoever. I mean, I guess we're getting rid of the bit of the negativity that we usually start off with a lot of the time, especially recently. But let's crack on with it. So this week in Leeds United, I've seen quite... and again, this is like becoming a recurring feature of, is Perry a good goalkeeper? And I saw even more question marks raised over him. And it just gets me thinking this. I personally don't understand where the dislike for Perry comes from. I agree, like... The games he's played, he's conceded a lot of goals. Okay, that's fine. However, I think that comes from more areas of the pitch rather than just blaming it on Perry solely. Like, don't get me wrong, I don't think his distribution is great, but it doesn't have to be. If we lump it up top, any goalkeeper can do that. Just don't kick it out of play. I think distribution could do with a bit better work. But apart from that, I think he's a great goalkeeper. I don't get why people are complaining about this man being in net. Like, if you look at the stats, Darlow is not as good as a keeper as him. Perry has prevented more goals. It's just a shame that the games he's played, he's been peppered with shots at him. And that's just the fact for a side that's battling relegation. That's going to happen. It doesn't matter all the saves that he makes. He's still going to have loads of shots, and some of them loads of shots at him. And some of them are just going to go in. He's not a bad keeper. He's made some amazing saves. Like that one against Nottingham Forest was generally an outrageous save. I think against Brighton, we lost 3-0. I think he did pretty well. That's what I personally think. I think he did pretty well against Brighton. Made some good, important saves. We need to start Perry. He is the senior goal... Well, he's not really a senior goalkeeper because Darlow's older than him. But it's the first choice. He has the number one shirt for a reason. He played at Lyon for a reason, one of the best teams in France. He's played European football for a reason. He's the keeper that we need for this squad, and it's the keeper that we need to go moving forward with Leeds United, because realistically, Darlow ain't going to be here in the next 3 years if we stay up, is he? He'll be gone. He'll be retired. He would have left. Perry will be. That's the facts. So we need to play Perry because that's where the project's going. And as well as that, I think he's just a better goalkeeper. I don't know about your opinions on it, LFU, but that's my stance with Perry. I just think he's 10 times a better goalkeeper than Carl Darlow. I think Darlow's all right, but I just prefer Perry personally. I'm not too sure what you think, LFU, but that's my opinion on it because I've seen quite a few question marks raised about Romain Perry recently, but that's what I think about him. But we're going into the pre-match talk now. It feels like it's going to be a quick one this week. But yeah, pre-match talk. So it's what you came for. It is lads pre-match pod at the end of the day. So, Farke press conference. What did we find out? What do we know? How's the squad looking? Injury-wise, we have a fully fit squad. Get in. Farke, do the right thing. This is a little message for you, Farke. Just go do the right thing. You know who to start. And it includes a certain right winger under the name even Dan James or even Nonto, and drop Brendan Aaronson. Daniel Farke, that is my cry for help for you just to play one of those. Please do it. But I don't think he is. I don't think he is going to start either of them because this is what he said. So it sounds like he won't start Dan James because he's been out injured for quite a while now. Even though he looked the best player on the pitch against Nottingham Forest when he came on for his little cameo, and he scored in a 7-1 thrashing against Macedonia, and he'll be top, like, full of confidence after that game, because why wouldn't you be? You've just beat a team 7-1 and you don't want to start him. He scored in that game as well. Just start Dan James or something, even Nonto. But again, with Nonto praise. He was praising Nonto, especially for what he did last season, said how good of a player he was, which, thank God, he has done that, because I was starting to get worried that there was going to be a bit of a thing where it's like, I think he's fallen out of Nonto. Could Nonto not be playing for Leeds United again this season because of fallout? Could we be selling him in January? Which we shouldn't be doing, because I think he can be such an important player, Willie Nonto. But it sounds like he won't start either. Yeah, basically the exact same reason as Dan James, because he's been away from injury and he's like, oh yeah, actually, they're not going to play because whatever, like some rubbish about them, oh well, they're injured and I don't want to rush them back into the team. Rush them back into the team, Fark. Rush them back into the team, please, because we have lost numerous games in the past five. We are winless for ages. We need to try something different, especially in the attack, because that's where it seems to be going wrong a lot of the time as well. And there's a little American lad on that right wing, who isn't a right winger, keep in mind, let alone a football player, who needs to be replaced. We need to replace him. Simple as. Play Nonto or James, and there'll be such a difference in the team. No one cares if Brendan Aaronson offers loads of pressing to the team. He's a right winger. I want my right winger scoring goals, getting assists, making dribbles, bombing it down the line, supporting the striker. And Brendan Aaronson doesn't do that. Play Nonto. Play James. Just do it for the love of God, please, because there'll be such a big difference if we do that. But we can only hope, because he probably isn't going to start them, especially what he was saying in the press conference. It's absolutely ludicrous if they don't play today. He also said he's not feeling the pressure. Okay, fuck, that's nice. You're not feeling the pressure. So how about we see it? How about we see how there's no pressure on the club whatsoever and go and get some results? Because I tell you what, our next five games, I'd be surprised if we get 1 point. I generally would be. If we get one point from this next run of five games, I'd be so, so, so surprised. Genuinely, because I've got no clue how we're going to manage to keep up with this 1 point per game nonsense, which has become the biggest buzzword at Leeds United ever. The biggest buzzword ever. We can't keep going on like that. This point per game has to stop. It sets such a bad precedent for the club. It's like we should be going into every single game wanting to win, not going, ah, well, we can draw this one fine. Because what does that say to your players? What does that say to your players? Oh, yeah, lads, let's just go out and get a draw because we're obviously not going to get a win. That's a massive confidence knock. So if you're not feeling the pressure, Fark, let's see it. Let's see ourselves go at teams, actually score some goals and be difficult to beat for once instead of crumbling constantly when there is pressure, but you're saying there is no pressure. He's the biggest gaslighter on planet Earth, honest to God. He just gaslights everybody and it does my head in. God. Hey. Ran over. I mean, just so bad. So, so bad. But yeah, that's what we found out in the presser. As you can tell, I'm not really a happy man with it in a way, even though we have a fully fit squad. I should be absolutely buzzing. But no, because we're not starting James or Nonto. And today, we're probably going to see Brendan Aaronson get announced at 12:45. Oh yeah, Brendan Aaronson starting on the wing. I just can't wrap my head around it. I really don't know. I just really don't know. Anyway, move on. Let's go on to the starting 11. So who I'd go for if I was the manager of Leeds United, this is the 11 that I'd put out for today's game for Villa at home. I'd go Perry, Goodmanson, Rodon. I've got Beal written down here. However, I would not start Beal because I'll start Strike. I'll start Strike instead of Beal because Beal has looked absolutely horrendous. And I think let's get Strike back into the side because even though we were looking a bit ropey with him, we had to take him out. We were a better side with Pascal Strike in the team. So Goodmanson, Rodon, Strike, Bogler's the back four. Ampadu, Longstaff and Tanaka in the midfield, and then a free up front of Okafor, Nmecha, and Dan James, because Nmecha played against Forest, scored a beautiful, beautifully taken goal, so I think he deserves that start. James looked great in the international break, And also, we need a fresh pair of legs on that right wing. We need a fresh face. And that's going to be Dan James, because Brendan Aaronson, this Brendan Aaronson project just simply isn't working with him on the right wing. And of course, Okafor, because he's probably our best attacker. But what I think it will be instead, I think Perry, Goodmanson, Rodon. I'll probably think Fark does go for Biol instead of Strike, just for the fact that Biol started playing games and also played over the international break as well. So I think he'll be more inclined to go Biol. And then, of course, Bogle, then midfield, Ampadu, Longstaff, and Tanaka, then a front three of Okafor, DCL, and Aaronson. So, very different to what he went with before the international break, but I think there are some givens in there. Like, he loves DCL, so DCL probably will play, even though I don't think he should. Brendan Aaronson, I mean, I think Brendan Aaronson's hiding some photos of Daniel Fark, to be honest with you, because how he's starting numerous games, I'll never be able to wrap my head around. But yeah, that's what I think the teams will be. It's what I'd go for, and it's what I think Daniel Fark will eventually go for. I hope it's my team, because we need Nonto James to start. I don't know how many times I'm going to say this, but we need one of those to start against Villa today. But score predictions wise, so it's going to be a tough one, of course, because it's Aston bloody Villa. These guys are absolutely flying at the minute. They've got a cracking team, a cracking manager. It's going to be a difficult game. But the only thing that gives me hope with this is the fact that we're playing at Elland Road. Elland Road just does something to Leeds United every time we play there, and we look a better team. We always look better at Elland Road, which is great, but it's kind of frustrating how we can't do that away from home as well. So I think if the team selection is correct, I can see us getting a point from this, and we need a point. We simply need to get something out of this game, because these home games in this next run of fixtures are going to be so important to try and scrape something from them. Like, if we get a point against Villa, Chelsea, and Liverpool, I'd be happy with that. I'd be happy with 3 points from the next 5 games. Like, I really would be, because I think that's a decent outing when you look at the sides that we're going to be playing against. Like, apart from that, we still have Man City and Brentford to play. Brentford are looking like a great side with Keith Andrews as a manager, which was like the surprise of the season for me. And Man City's Man City. So if we can get 3 points at home, 1 point against Villa, 1 point against Chelsea, 1 point against Liverpool, I'd be happy with 3 from the next 5. So for the Aston Villa scoreline, I think we can get something. I think being at Elland Road is going to help a lot. I'm going to go with a 1-1 draw. I think that's pretty reasonable. If the team selection is correct, and like I said, we're at home, 1-1 draw, I'd be happy with that. Anyway, you've heard enough of what I have to say about the pre-match for Villa away. But now, let's find out what Dad's saying in the void, where we somehow have amazing, fantastic connection. Dad has been keeping up to date with Leeds United. And let's see what he thinks of today's game against Aston Villa.
Must not lose. That's what happens today. It's a must not lose. I'm not sure where we're going to get the points from. I suppose the good news for today is, after the press conference with Fark, Dan James is here. And I've got to say, Dan James was kind of like the hope we had as the change came on against Forest. He kind of looked like, oh, there's a possibility here. Obviously, it didn't fold that way. But at this moment in time, I think it's fair to say Dan James is probably the only game changer we have. I know we can look at Okafor, but he's just so inconsistent. And I'd say Dan James coming back in, and if he can pick up that form from last season early on, which, in all fairness, for Nottingham Forest game, he looked great when he came on. Things started to happen. Shots started to go in. We've got a chance. So hopefully him coming in tomorrow will be the big game changer for us to get something out of that game tomorrow. Look, I'll be happy with a draw, 0-0, 1-1, 2-2, whatever. But I think we've just got to back a 2-1 win. We're going to go 2-1 win tomorrow. Today, Jesus, only in a few hours. in a bit.
A 2-1 win. Wow, Dad, you are feeling very optimistic. Very, very optimistic. But yeah, basically, what you can take away from this podcast, LFU, is Dan James needs to start. Let's play him. He will be a game changer. He's one of the quickest players in the league. So how about we bloody use him and make him change the game because of his pace? God. Yeah, some good points from Dad there. Okafor point, I can kind of see where he's coming from, but I still think Okafor's our best attacker. But there you go. That is Dad's wiser view. And now after that, we reach the end of the podcast. So make sure to follow socials, Lad to Leeds on Insta and on X. If you're off to the game today, go have fun, or at least try to, because I know it can be miserable sometimes, and the weather, it's not looking good, is it? It's going to be absolutely freezing, so make sure you get that Bovril ready on the pre-order system inside Edlin Road. If you're staying in your nice warm house or off to the pub, jealous, have a cracking time. Make sure you have loads of fun. I'm going to be there at the game. It's good. It's good because this is going to be my first home game for like over a month and a half because I missed the West Ham one. I haven't seen Leeds United play in ages, and it's going to be so good to see him play again. Fantastic. So there we go, LFU. Go enjoy yourself today, whatever you're doing, and let's hope for 3 points against Aston Villa or even a point. Come on, Leeds!